The State Department of Human Services is a $3.1 billion operation that serves 1 in 4 residents and 50% of all children in Hawaii. More than half of its funding comes from the federal government. DHS is also responsible for administering the governor's homeless programs and the supplemental funding requested by homeless coordinator Scott Morishige.
The request for an increase of funding for outreach services so we have more boots on the ground to connect people more quickly to the range of services available. At the same time, we're increasing the level of funding for the Housing First program to $3 million. In addition, rapid rehousing is another evidence-based practice. We're asking for $2 million for households that are currently residing in our shelter system.
Morishige is also asking for 3 additional staff for his office and $900,000 to renovate a Kaka'ako maintenance facility to shelter 15 families or 60 individuals. He calls it a family assessment center, not a homeless shelter. Following 3 hours of testimony by DHS staff on its $135 million supplemental budget request, House Finance Committee Chair Sylvia Luke revisited homelessness with a question to Coordinator Morishige.
We also observe the lack of contract management. A lot of times we have service providers that provide shelter space, but a lot of the beds are empty. So as of the last report, what was the number of beds that were left empty?
There were more than 150 beds that were vacant on the island of Oahu.
Luke says there needs to be more coordination with service providers and the counties, not a duplication of effort by the state and the building of more shelters.
You folks need to come up with some goals on what you want to accomplish. What is your end game? What do you want to do?
Senate Ways and Means Committee Chair Jill Tokuda also weighed in, saying there are millions of dollars in homeless service contracts and very little accountability.
It's not just about more money. It's about management. How many shelter beds do we pay for right now?
About 1,700.
1,700 shelter beds. But do we know for sure that we fill them with some fidelity? You don't have the staff to be able to do that, which is why we gave you 2 more people to see what you could do. Then we have to push this administration to even fill it.
DHS Director Rachel Wong says homelessness is a complex issue which affects everyone and all levels of government. She says she supports the funding and additional staffing because the current 2 positions cannot do what needs to be done.
And one of the things that we will be doing as a community is we're going to be launching, and it's actually next week, a systems mapping process. Is that pulling together the stakeholders to actually look, what are the different activities, what are the different cycles, and who else do we bring to the table for there? So we really have a map of everything going on in the state.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.